Come here, baby.
Yeah, I'll steal that from you. What's up? Nah, I had let it go. It's the game ball. Actually, I let it go, but Jerry has saved it for me, so it's a special moment. Special ball. The biggest thing was he called a play, and I hate giving out plays, but the play is called Seven Heaven. And, he also said, as I was about to leave, he said, I'm going to give somebody a chance. And that somebody was me today. Yeah. I barely know. Nah, it was more so, we've had so many situations where, like, our head coach puts us in different situations with, like, limited time. So I was thinking more so catch, someone get out of bounds, maybe we can kick a field goal. But I felt the guy brush past me, and I know I took a picture before I turned around to catch the ball. Like, it was only one guy there, so if he slipped, then I'm going to try to stay up and keep it going. I was preparing for somebody to contact me so I could get out of bounds, but seeing that nobody touched me, I kind of like lost footing a little bit. And then I just tried to gather myself with my hand. My hand never let me down, so just try to gather myself, and the rest is history. Probably I couldn't believe it, really. You know, it's plays like this, like you dream for your whole life, and, you know, finally they happen, you know, kind of like, give it all to God because he put me in the situation. And it's just our team, you know. We got a group of fighters, you know, guys that fight to the end until the clock hits zero, you know. And I would say, like, you know, especially the guys on offense because, you know, half the people on offense, nobody wanted. You know, guys are taken late, guys were undrafted. So not on defense, though. Those guys are special. But offense, you know, we fight until the end, until the clock hits zero, and that's what I did today. It's a turning point, you know, for everybody, you know, that, you know, majority of people doubt us. They don't think it's going to happen, especially because of history, and people have a way of saying history repeats itself. You know, I guess this is not one of those cases. You know, you want to give it all to God, more importantly, because he put us all in this position, and it's just special.
You said you guys practice situation.
Yeah.
How often would you say this year you practice this situation?
Never. Would you say this specific situation? We more so plan for it to get out of bounds, kick a field goal, and we call it Mayday, Mayday, Mayday. Field goal team run out, and they kick the field goal, hopefully walk off. But God had other plans today, so. A million times. You know, it wasn't a play that we haven't never ran or anything, but it just in this situation, we knew what we were gonna get, and he said. His words were, I'm going to give somebody a chance. So I was hoping it was me, but, you know.
Do you think that based on the stuff from defense, the snap, did you think that the better chance was coming to you?
I mean, we ran the same play twice. We ran it the time before that, and we were trying to take chunks and get down the field. But, you know, we ran it again. I was like, this, man, we just got to make it work. You know, Adam said before we went out for the series, he said, I don't care what's called, make it work. And, you know, Adam has a history of making things work. So, everybody just doing their job.
You ever been part of anything like this in your sports athletic career?
This the highest level, so I would say heck no. But it's definitely something special, more so because I would say my teammates and the guys that we have, you know, we got a history of, you know, things going up and down, you know, especially considering how last year went. Everybody kind of wrote us off, and they kind of still do. Still think we're going to blow it. So, you know, it came pretty close this game, but, you know, God had the plans, like I said earlier.
What is the name Drew Pearson to the first Hail Mary in 1975? Does this make up for that?
1975, I think I was still swimming at the time. But, I mean, history repeats itself, I don't know. But For a second, I thought you were about to say Drew Brees, but then you said Drew Pearson. I had no idea. So this is me being honest. Which one? He didn't talk to me right after the game when we got in the locker room. You know, he. It's a crazy moment, so he definitely was a loss for words. But I just feel like I want to kind of give it all kind of to the defense because they showed up once again. You know, held Drew Brees, Hall of Fame quarterback, to 24 points in the playoffs, and you know that's hard to do, especially how the first half went. As an offense, you know, we want to do better and we want to capitalize. Defense got a lot of turnovers, some of them that we didn't get any points out of. But main focus is for tomorrow. You know, let this sink in. Give it a couple more hours, but we got a lot of work to do. You know, we didn't play the cleanest football. We didn't play our best football. We did enough to get the win. That's all that matters, but we got a long way to go. Nah, I usually don't talk about plays because, you know, talking about plays, they're going to be like, what is this play is, and they're going to go watch it. But, you know, regardless of it, we run what works. You know, we run what, you know, what we feel comfortable doing, and Case threw a great ball. The rest is history. You take your time. It's cool.
I know that there are obviously some good and bad on special teams, but what was it like for you guys to see Kai not do that 53-yarder?
Kai being Kai, you know, it was funny because, you know, Kai to drain one on his old team, you know, it's kind of big, and you kind of see that with players like they used to play somewhere else, and when they play the old team, they usually play really well. And it was a special moment, especially for us. You know, at that point in the game, we went up, and we didn't think it was over. We kind of figured, you know, we had a long way to go, and if we get the ball back, we got to go score or get some points. But it was definitely a special moment for him, and we knew it wasn't over, but we dang sure appreciated it. It's Case being Case. You know, kind of like I said earlier, like half the guys on our offense, nobody really wanted. You know, they late round guys. You know, guys that got a lot to prove with a chip on their shoulder. I feel like Case has done that each and every week, and guys, not just guys, but majority of people kind of count him out because he hasn't been here, because he hasn't played a playoff game. But now he has. You know, and to see him, you know, persevere and push through the adversity, that's what our team represents. You know. Our coach talks about it all the time. Adversity is going to hit at one point in the game, and it's all about how you respond. And I feel like he responds really well, especially when the pressure on. He'll crack a smile at you and let you know that, you know, he's in it to win it always.
Savon, there really weren't many times this year when this offense had to come from behind in the last couple of minutes. How fulfilling was it to do it essentially twice with field goal and
with
your touchdown?
I actually don't feel that fulfilled. You know, it's great. It's a great feeling to execute, you know, to see that the time that you put into the game that you love kind of come into fruition, you know. But more so is we want to play cleaner football so we won't be in that situation. And it just happened that we were put in that situation, so we kind of had to make it work. And, man, that was fun. Nah. Nah, it's kind of fresh, you know. I'm also happy for us, you know, to go on to the NFC Championship because, you know, with how this year went and the guys that we got, you know, I just feel like it all played out how it was supposed to, you know, the ups and the downs and, you know, the naysayers and the people that did support us and push us in the right direction. That's all we really cared about. And it meant so much to me to see, you know, my quarterback believe in me the last play of the game. Or potentially the last play of the game. I ain't getting emotional, don't worry about it. But for him to believe in me at that moment, I feel like God put me here, so. I wasn't really tripping, you know, it didn't really matter. You know, we got the best fans in the league. So it would have been nice to be home. But I feel like, you know, if we take care of business the way we're supposed to, we'll have another chance to see our fans, you know. But. Going to Philly, I don't care where we play at. I'm just happy we got another opportunity to put some good stuff on tape, clean up the mistakes, and go out there and, you know, do what we got to do to get a win. Like I said it last week, I don't care how we do it. I don't care how we got to do it or what we got to do. I just want to win. Funny story. They all laid on me. I almost passed out. No, there were some heavy guys, and I don't weigh that much. So I was trying to catch my breath, but I didn't really think about what happened. I still don't. You know, it's kind of like storybook ending, and it never ends that way. You know, usually, you know, it's reality. It's real life. So things go, you walk home and, you know, worry about tomorrow. But today, had other plans, you know. Like I said, I give it all to God because, you know, things like this just don't happen. So. Uh-oh.
And now this.
He's still one up me right now. You know, he got a natty, so I never even came close to smelling a natty. So I'm happy for him. You know, I was so excited. Can't wait to see his jewelry. So, you know, I'm proud of him. Yeah, my little brother's here, the one that won the natty. This is his first NFL game. First NFL game ever. So good to end it on a good note. I give it a couple hours, bro. Tomorrow we go back to work, and I got squats. Any funny questions? Anything entertaining? I didn't boo-hoo. I like teary-eyed a little bit, but and I don't know, man. I'll cry. By myself. They all are ugly, so regardless if they're crying or not. Till next time.